The Chopin Prelude No. 15 has taken off in the last few years, especially with teenage boys. It was used not long ago in a commercial for Halo 3, an immensely popular video game having nothing to do with classical music and everything to do with war. Before that, the piece was a romantic backdrop for John Travolta in the 1997 movie Face Off.
If the top cop in this country can't come home every night to his wife, hell with the country.
The Prelude is known for its repeating A flat. As persistent as that note is the story behind it, that Chopin and George Sand, his lover at the time, fled to Valdemosa in Mallorca, Spain, to escape the wagging tongues of Paris society, as well as the cold, rainy Paris winter of 1838. There they worked, he at his piano, she at her desk. But it is said it rained there, too, in Mallorca, and rained and rained. This meteorological footnote is even mentioned in A Song to Remember, the 1940s Chopin biopic with Cornel Wilde and Merle Oberon.
George, isn't it apparent, since these endless rains began, that I haven't been well?
Is that all it is, Frederick?
The unlikely and probably untrue story is that Chopin used the repetition of the raindrops to write his 15th prelude with that relentless A-flat. Chopin himself may or may not have ever referred to it as the raindrop prelude, but the name has stuck. The piece has stuck. For a pianist, the trick is to find a way to make those notes musical, compelling, and not monotonous. Here's how 13 different pianists found ways around it, or into it, in the recording studio. First up is Claudio Arrau. John O'Connor. Ivo Pogorelich. Ignaz Friedman. Martha Argerich. Vladimir Horowitz. Shura Cherkasky. Vladimir Ashkenazi. Alfred Cortot. George Bolette. Dmitry Alexeyev. Howard Shelley. Ignaz Jan Paderewski. Memorial to a rainy day, perhaps, or days, or weeks, actually, endured by Frédéric Chopin and Georges Sand in a damp monastery in Spain in the late 1830s. Imagine what a relief it was for Frédéric and Georges when he moved on to his 16th prelude. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.